Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. officials say that Russia is developing space-based nuclear technology that poses a national security threat to the United States and its allies. In a joint statement today, the Democratic and Republican leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee urged President Biden to declassify an intelligence report on the matter. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's reached out to congressional leaders for a briefing on Thursday. The White House says that Palestinians living in the United States will be protected from deportation for the next 18 months. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has the story.
The memorandum Biden issued taps into a program called Deferred Enforced Departure, which at the president's discretion is used to protect people who can't safely return to their home countries. Biden said that humanitarian conditions in Gaza have significantly deteriorated since the war, and many civilians, quote, remain in danger. Nearly 30,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's response to the October 7th Hamas attack. There are limitations, though, to Biden's actions. Palestinians who have been convicted of felonies or those who are deemed a threat to public safety are not protected. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
Americans are once again expressing outrage over a mass shooting, this time at the end of a parade honoring the Super Bowl champion Chiefs. One person was killed and at least 21 others were injured today in the attack outside Union Station in Kansas City. Mayor Quentin Lucas is among local officials expressing outrage that what was supposed to be a cheerful, memorable event has been marred by violence.
This morning, I was actually thinking about bringing my child, as many people in Kansas City did. And I don't want us to have to, in our country, for every big event, think about a concern of being shot.
Two suspects are being questioned. No word on a possible motive for the attack. A school shooting in Atlanta has left four students injured. From member station WABE, Christopher Alston reports that authorities have yet to name a suspect in that attack.
Atlanta Public Schools says four students were shot by gunfire from an unknown vehicle. The incident happened shortly after dismissal in the parking lot of Benjamin E. Mays High School in southwest Atlanta. The district says first responders quickly transported the victims to the hospital. All victims were confirmed to have non-life-threatening injuries. No other students, faculty, or staff were reported injured. An investigation is ongoing, and all after-school activities have been canceled. The district says the safety and security of their students and staff are paramount. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Alston in Atlanta.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging the Supreme Court to deny any further delays in Donald Trump's Washington, D.C. trial on election interference charges. Attorneys for Trump have requested a pause in the case while the justices decide whether his immunity claim is valid. This is NPR. Cisco Systems says it's cutting more than 4,000 jobs, or about 5% of its workforce. The announcement coming as the San Jose-based internet networking giant announced earnings of $2.6 billion in its recent quarterly results. But that's a 5% decline from the same period a year ago. Dallas-based tech company Match Group, which owns Tinder, Hinge, is named in a class action alleging the popular dating apps mislead and addict users. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the plaintiffs allege Match Group has violated state and federal consumer protection laws.
Dating app Hinge has the advertising slogan, "Designed to be deleted." But a new lawsuit seeking class action status claims the app is really designed to turn users into addicts who are pushed to buy subscriptions in an endless search for love. The suit argues dating apps like Hinge, Tinder, and The League gamify the experience, turning users into gamblers seeking the constant high of a new connection. The possibility of addicting people and causing compulsive behavior should be revealed to users before they sign up, the lawsuit says. In a statement, the Match Group has called the Valentine's Day lawsuit ridiculous, saying it has zero merit. The company says its apps strive to get people on dates and off its apps. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher today, with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 151 points. The Nasdaq rose 203 points, and the S&P 500 added 47. U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Warby Parker. Their glasses start at $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Try five pairs of frames at home for free. Go to warbyparker.com/covered.